Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Skip Miller's back. Settle down. I'm excited too. Come on. Skip is back. He's a almost 20-year member of our Brain Trust. He's one of the top salesmanship experts on the planet. Only I have forgotten more than you'll ever know, more than Skip. He is the author of, 20, 30 books on selling, the only ones that are important out there, including his new book, just literally brand spanking new right now, Outbounding. And win new customers with outbound sales. It's what we're going to have to do, folks, going forward. Skipper, welcome back.
Hey, always a pleasure, Jim. Thank you very much. And I've only been a member for 1 year. It's not been 20, I'm sure.
Whatever. Hey, Skip, what is the difference in outbound selling and inbound selling? Help us with that.
You know, inbound is, for the last 10 years, has been really, really good, right? You generate some leads on a website or a white
Facebook
paper.
Facebook ad or
the market. Yeah, you get some really good LinkedIn stuff, and then people hit your website, and then people call in and say, huh, this looks interesting. And there's been a whole genre of salespeople who, I got to handle 20 inbound leads today. I got to, so there's a process. So the process, the inbound lead, qualify it, do well. So the issue with the inbound lead is the customer has recognized a problem or they've recognized a need and are starting to take action. They're pretty much down the path of saying, we got a problem, got to fix it. Yeah. Outbounding. Most time, the customers may know they have a problem or may know they need something, but they haven't even started. So you've got to generate a whole lot more energy for an outbound lead or kind of catch them in the middle of a process where they're probably already aligned with somebody, and you have to unplug that. So there's
the inbound lead, they've already experienced enough pain to take steps to try to find a solution. And that could be, as you said, that's well down the road from when they might have been willing to buy earlier. With an outbound process, you could walk in on them. I mean, I don't know how many times I've walked in on somebody just because I was out there on the pavement. I walked in on them, the decision maker said, I'm glad you came by. We were just noticing a problem yesterday, and I didn't know where to start. Come on in, have a seat. And of course, I walk out with a sale because it's me, right?
Right.
But my point is, had I not walked in at that point, and I say walk in, that's a metaphor. Had I not gone in at that point and approached them, they might not have made a decision for 6 months or a year.
Sure. You look at it as a buy window, and look at sales as five steps. Inbound is coming at you at step one. They got to go look at some vendors. In an outbound sale, you could be step zero. Let's say you call somebody and they're already at step four. Thanks, but we're already making a decision. It's such a chance thing that you've got to go outbound and do a lot more touches to your customer to be in the right place at the right time for the right situation rather than an inbound. So there's a lot more work.
One of the deepest sinking feelings you'll get is when you walk up to a prospect and you discover that they are absolutely a perfect profile customer for you, and they signed a 5-year contract day before yesterday.
Because
you were waiting on them to ring your doorbell.
So let's compound that, Jim. So I'm a salesperson, and I've got a quota for 2021. And I think I could do my quota 70-80% because the inbound leads are drying up, the low-hanging fruit's kind of going. So I'm going to have to outbound. And I go up to the salesperson, I go, well, how's that going? And they go, well, I sent somebody an email last week, I'm waiting to hear back. I mean, that's your outbound. Oh, yeah. people hate the outbound. Mm-hmm. Here's another, I call it, Jim, the salesperson's question. Every salesperson wakes up in the morning with the question. And the question is, should I outbound today, or should I poke myself in the eye with a pencil? Which one's going to hurt more?
Nobody, only about 1 out of 25 people actually like prospecting.
Exactly right. But we got so dependent on inbound leads that, I'll leave it alone. And now, the comeuppance is coming. And people have got to start looking at those skill sets because they are different skill sets. And I don't care if you like it or not. You want to make your number for 2021. You're going to have a certain percentage of your business to go out and get it.
It's not either or. We're not saying don't inbound. It's not either or. It's both and. And you have to. We had an old saying years ago: one proposal is no proposal. If you don't have two or three or four proposals out there, then you got no business. Inbound only is no business. You got to be.
You can make 80% of your number inbound. The last time I checked, 80% of your quota, you get fired.
That's right. And your family doesn't get to go on vacation, and you don't want that. So no, that's exactly right.
What we found, Jim, is the earlier you get a mindset, and there's a couple of things I want to share with your listeners that if they can just get that mindset, they'll do very well in outbounding. Outbounding is so stressful. I hope they say yes to me. I don't want to be rejected. I don't want to hear a no. I hate being rejected. It's all about me. I did it wrong. So if your listeners could just take one or two steps up front, they'll be successful at outbounding.
But isn't the key to successful outbounding good training? The thing that helped me with my outbounding, the thing that made me an outbound animal, and I'm talking about a dangerous animal, was I was trained the right way. I was taught how to. I was so good. I was trained so well. I'm not taking all the credit. I was trained so well that I couldn't wait for somebody to tell me no. If they told me no, they were mine. What do you think?
If they tell you no, there's an objection.
That's exactly right. Yeah. It's only when they pull the gun out of the drawer, that's when I knew I needed to leave. If they didn't pull the gun out of the door, I was in business. So I need your website. Training, folks. You got to train your people. Go ahead. Give me your website.
M3Learning.com, but also in the book it tells about ProactiveOutbounding.com, brand new website for this book.
ProactiveOutbounding.com. Check that out. The book is called Outbounding, Win New Customers with Outbound Sales and End Your Dependence on Inbound Leads. In my day, that doesn't make me sound old at all. In my day, we didn't have inbound leads. We had to dig them all out of the dirt. 20 after, right back with Skip Miller. We're going to get some more tips and best practices on outbounding. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.